I have said many times the story that a man said to an emperor that you have conquered the whole world. This is unique. You are the first person, and God is so happy that I can persuade him to bring his clothes for you. And that will be simply without any comparison that has ever existed or will ever exist again. God's clothes. The emperor could not believe it. But he said, what is harm in it? He said, remember, if you deceive me, death will be the reward for it. He said, that I know. About that you need not be worried. But much money will be needed to go to heaven, to bribe the whole bureaucracy in heaven. Because it is not easy to approach God. The king said, how much it costs does not matter, but you will have to remain by the side of the palace, in another palace, surrounded by the army. You cannot go out. You do whatsoever you want to do inside. Everything will be supplied to you. Whatever you ask will be immediately given to you. You bring the clothes. And after 7 days, as promised, the man came out with a beautiful box. The whole capital gathered. People from far away places came. The capital has never seen such crowds. God's clothes, who would not like to see? And the court of the king was full. For the first time, everybody was present. The queen was present. The princes were present. And the man said to the court and to the king that I have brought the clothes, and for this clothes 2-3 million rupees that you have given is nothing. When you will see the clothes, you will see it is thousandfold more costly. In fact, you cannot appraise its cost on the earth. It is something that belongs to heaven. It is not found on the earth. The king was in a hurry. He said, open your box. He said, the way it has to be done has been explained to me. You give me your cap, I will put the cap first into the box, then take the cap of the guard, put on your head. Just one condition has to be remembered by all, that the cap will be seen only by those who are really born of their own father. Those who are not born of their own father will not be able to see it. The king said, there is no problem. In this court, everybody is born of his own father. You don't be worried. You just open the box. He gave his cap, he threw it into the box, took out his hand empty. Nobody could see anything. Neither the king could see anything. But now they were all caught into a difficulty. If they say the truth, then they lose respectability. The king thought it is wiser to accept the cap and say, how beautiful it is. So he accepted the non-existent cap and said, how beautiful it is. And everybody in the court was praising the cap, that they had never seen such a thing. And because everybody was saying it is unique, everybody was also thinking, perhaps I am the only one. And now it is no point to say the truth that I am not seeing at all. That will disgrace me, it will disgrace my father, it will disgrace my mother. It will not be possible to live. It will be such a disgrace. So it is better to keep silent. When so many people are saying, it must be true. And one by one, the clothes disappeared and the king finally came to the underwear. And the man said, give me the underwear. The king thought, this is going too much. Up to the cap, it was okay, but now to give the underwear, and I know perfectly well that this is a con man, but he is really cunning. I cannot even say that I don't see your underwear. But now it was too late. Up to now, the coat, the shirt, the pant, he has praised. He was caught in his own lies. And everybody was seeing that king is going to be naked. And he had to be naked. Reluctantly, but there was no other way. Otherwise, he will disgrace his whole royal family, that he is not born, because the whole court is seen. So he had to accept a non-existent underwear. But that man was something. He said, millions of people have gathered in the capital. And I have been told by God himself that when my dress goes there and the king wears it, he should go in his chariot heart, in the capital, so everybody sees the dress, because it is for the first time and the last time. Now it was going too far. But the court people were all enthusiastic that it is a great thing to show to the public what our emperor has got, a gift from God. And everybody was seeing that he is naked, and this man is a perfect Khan, and he has befooled the whole court, he has befooled the king, and now he will befool the whole capital, millions of people, because before the chariot of the king, one man was shouting loudly that the dress can be seen only by those who are born of their own father. Otherwise you cannot see it. It is not something human, it is divine. And the naked king on a golden chariot and millions clapping and shouting with joy that what a beautiful dress. And everybody was thinking, my God, the king is completely naked, but millions of people are seeing the dress. So go against these millions and say that the king is naked is absolutely absurd, just to be condemned. Maybe people will kill you, stone you to death, that you are such a disgrace. Just a small child who had come with his father, sitting on his shoulder, whispered in his father's ear, dead, the king is completely naked. The father said, shut up. When you will grow old, you will also see that he is not naked. You can't see, nobody is seeing he is naked. He said, but my growing old, what it has to do with his being naked? He is naked. The man said, you keep quiet, I will take you out home and never bring you for anything. He said, I can keep quiet, but I cannot see the dress. The man has to escape because others may hear that the boy is not seeing the dress. And that will mean that he is not his boy, his son, that his wife is being deceiving having some affair with somebody else. The boy said again and again, why you are taking me away? He said, for these things one needs to grow up first. You are too small. You don't understand. He said, what is the question of understanding? With my eyes I can see everything, and you have never suspected that I am seeing wrong. The king is naked. And the father said, he is not naked. The dress is divine. It needs some maturity to see it. Truth has its own world, but consists of very few courageous people who can stand against the whole mass. It is difficult. It is risking your comfort. It is risking your life. It is risking your respectability. It is risking everything. You can see me. How I have risked everything. How I have lost everything. I don't have a home, I don't have a land of my own. The whole world is against me for the simple thing that I went on insisting that the king is naked. And you may be millions, but you are all liars.